It is a super busy time of year, so I know that people are probably a little bit backed up on work. I know that I'm definitely feeling the heat, and even people who aren't in the world of academia are definitely feeling like it's a busy time of year. Christmas time and the holiday season always seems to kind of add that extra level of pressure and sometimes anxiety, but also there's a lot of good things that go along with the season as well, because you know, you have the opportunity to take a vacation during the holidays, so that's great too. I'm actually just gonna move my Instagram over a little bit so I can look at both cameras at the same time, and I am going to jump into the content. So this week, we are going to talk about how to write an effective essay. So we did talk about how to formulate an appropriate thesis statement. We talked about how to do really great research. So this week I wanted to discuss some tips around how to write a really effective essay. And I was hoping to, on Facebook, be able to show you my screen so we could do a few exercises, but I don't think that I have quite figured that out. So we might have to not do that this week, unfortunately. So welcome back to this week's live stream of the Homework Help Global's The Learning Studio. This week we're jumping back into some more academic content, which is fun, and I'm going to be giving you some exclusive tips on how to make your essays the best essays that you could ever write. We want to get you those A pluses. Okay, my cat is just jumping up on my lap here, so I'm just going to move him. Just give me one moment. Apologies for that. That sometimes happens. I forget to put him away when I'm in mid prepping for the stream. So he's away now. Otherwise, he would just be bugging me the whole time. He's sweet, but you know, I wouldn't be able to concentrate if he was jumping up on me. Of course, Homework Help Global, we are a custom essay writing organization, and we do help with editing and resume writing as well. So of course we want to give you the best value around how to write an essay, and we want you to get those A pluses as well. So let's jump in and get into some of the good stuff that I have prepared. So one of the first things you want to do when you're beginning to write an essay is make sure you understand the topic and the question that's being asked. So this is where I wanted to get into some questions, which I did type up, and we will go over them. But when you're doing an essay, you really want to take the essay prompt and kind of deconstruct it. So I like to go through an essay question and take, even print it off on a piece of paper. I know that we should be saving the trees. So if you want to do this on your laptop, that can be great too, or you can write it out in a little notebook. Sometimes I just find that it helps to have it in a physical copy so you can go through and actually underline things. And then of course, if you are doing an essay question during an exam, certainly you will have that on a piece of paper as well, so you'll be able to do this. And I found it most effective during an exam to do that, because it really, deconstructing the essay question really helps to kind of frame out what you're going to write. So I will just kind of refer to the notes that I had, and I really had hoped that I would be able to show you guys this and go through with you, but unfortunately that's not going to work. I still have to figure out some technical issues and make that so I can be able to show you my screen. But basically here is one essay question. So it begins, it says, critically analyze the key concepts of working cross-culturally, specifically in regards to effective communication and the impact on your work practice. So I wanted to use that as an example of, if we had this question, how would we break it down? So the question begins, critically analyze the key concepts of working cross-culturally. That is the first line. So it begins with, critically analyze. So when you're talking about being critical, you want to identify and discuss both the positive and negatives of an issue. So when I'm looking at this question, I'm going to underline critically. And then analyze means that you're also going to bring in some kind of, obviously, analysis and argument to the question. So I'll underline that or circle it just so that I know that that's kind of the crux of my paper. The key concepts, that is an essential component of the question because the prof is obviously looking for some specific terms. So you're going to know that when they say key concepts or keywords, that is a really important line to make note of. And hi, Coach Kaur, I see that you joined us on Instagram. Thank you. Hope you're having a good week. And so if we keep going with the question, so the key concepts of working cross-culturally. So you'll probably underline cross-culturally and maybe circle working because that's not quite as important. So you're going to want to underline key concepts and cross-culturally because those are the key components of the question. And then specifically in regards to effective communication and the impact on your work practice. So effective communication, that is one component of the question, and you're going to relate it to your own work practice. So what that implies is that there will be a level of reflection embedded into your response in the paper. So as you're going through the process of trying to write an essay, you'll want to print that off or type it up in a Word document or write it out in a book and go through and physically underline these components, and then that'll give you a sense of kind of what you're looking for when you are writing your essay. And I just wanted to go over, so there are different ways that a prof might indicate something to you that they want, what they want out of the essay. So if they ask you to describe or summarize, that basically just means to give the facts, the process of or the event. You want to describe the components of whatever they want you to describe. If they're asking you to explain, they want you to analyze something, not simply describe or summarize it, and you're going to want to write it in a specific order. If they're asking you to argue something, you're going to systematically report or reject a point. If they want you to discuss, they're asking you to present a point of view. If they're asking you to critique, they're asking you to identify and discuss both positive and negative aspects of an issue. And then compare and contrast asks you to find similarities and differences between two issues or topics. So those are kind of all the ways that a professor might frame an essay question. Hi, the neighborly consultant. Nice to see you. Mm-hmm. And I see someone else joined us. Ira, I don't want to pronounce that name wrong, but it's nice that you joined us as well. So we're talking about how to write a great essay question. And the first kind of piece that I wanted to talk about is when you get the essay question, how to kind of break it down and frame it out for yourself. Okay, so moving on from there. From there, once you have kind of broken down the essay question, you're going to want to go through your course notes and then even do a quick kind of Google search. And I know a prof would probably not be happy with me for saying this, but sometimes when you want to get a good kind of overall sense of a topic, if you don't already know about it, it can be good to use Wikipedia just for your own reading, because Wikipedia includes a lot of really good open source information, but you can't rely on that for an academic resource. That's just for your use in order to give yourself an overview and a sense of what you're going to be writing about. So just do a little bit of brief research, go over your content that you've acquired in class, and then make sure that you have a really good grasp at the topic before you move on to the next question. So make sure you're using your sticky notes, you're using your highlighters, and you're really taking some time to figure out what that question means. So the second component of writing a really good essay is taking the time to create a framework around your work. So this will give you guidance on how to structure the essay. And one of the most basic and helpful ways to structure an essay is to use the 5-paragraph structure. It is really important to structure your essay because this gives it a logical flow. And because the 5-paragraph essay format is so common, your professor will know or your reader will know what to expect. So if anyone hasn't heard of the 5-paragraph essay, I'm going to go through it a little bit more in depth. But basically what it is it's an introduction, 3 body paragraphs, and then a conclusion. There are tons of templates that you can use if you're a type of person that likes to use a template. Certainly take out a piece of paper and write down your topic and your research question or your thesis, and then your 3 body paragraphs and your conclusion, and that gives you a bit of an outline to work with. So a really good way to begin your essay is to write down your topic at the beginning of your page. Then you can work on figuring out what to include in your introduction, your 3 body paragraphs, and conclusion, which equals a standard 5-paragraph essay. Now, there are some people who might have their topic and then write their body paragraphs, but then write their introduction and conclusion at the end, because then it kind of summarizes everything. But when you're just starting out, if you're an undergraduate student and you haven't written many essays, the 5-paragraph essay can give you a really strong basis. And I would recommend writing your introduction first, because it provides kind of a basis for you to go back to in order to kind of summarize everything and make sure that you're on the right track and you're keeping focused. So then you're going to want to start planning each of your paragraphs. So the introduction should open the discussion, introduce your argument, and indicate your response to the question. So remember that question that we talked about at the beginning? You're going to want to make sure that in your introduction, you are responding to that question. So you are formulating a thesis statement or a research question around whatever the essay prompt indicates. And you also want to make sure that your intro has a good hook. So what that means is that you don't want to be, even though academic writing can be very kind of a little bit dry maybe and somewhat professional, you don't want it to be boring. You want your reader to want to read your essay. You don't want them to just kind of toss it aside. So what the hook means is that it's going to hook your reader in. So it's going to make them engaged and make them really interested. So you want to make sure that you're giving a good argument and you're making them, as we talked about in another session, Coach Gore and the Neighborly Consultant, you're going to want to make your reader ask, who cares about what you have to say? So like I said, in week 3 of the Learning Studio, we talked about how to write a thesis statement. So if you're interested in accessing that session, I'll put a link in the comments below, and you guys can take a look at how to write an effective thesis statement and some tips that I offered around that. So your argument is the most important part of your paper, so because it holds everything together. You can think about it kind of as like the backbone of your essay. So when you're making your argument, you're going to want to make sure that it's very strong so that you can, when you go back or when you go through and write your paragraphs, you can kind of fall back on that argument. You'll refer back to it several times. You'll be making references to it in your body paragraphs as well. So you really want to make sure that it comes across strongly. So once you have written, so in your introduction, you're going to want to introduce your topic, introduce your thesis statement, and then you will want to discuss 3 points that you'll be mentioning in each one of your body paragraphs. So keep in mind that you want your reader to know what to expect when they are reading your paper. So in the introduction, it can be really helpful to introduce the various points that you're going to be discussing and then tie them back into your argument. And it also gives you something to fall back on when you're writing your essay. And then each point that you make in your introduction will in turn correlate with each body paragraph throughout the essay. So then once you move on to your body paragraphs, you're going to want to make sure that each of your body paragraphs refers back to the introduction and each of the points that you made in your introduction. So make sure that you connect those dots. Although that seems kind of obvious, it can be challenging sometimes when you're in the midst of writing an essay, especially if you're doing it very quickly and within a time crunch, to kind of forget and lose your way because you want to finish it. So that's why it can be really good to start out with a really strong introduction and introduce those body paragraphs and make sure that each body paragraph is referring back to the introduction. And then in each body paragraph, you're going to use references and data that you've retrieved to kind of flush out those pieces of information, and you're going to use supporting evidence to connect it back to your argument that you're making that you introduced in your initial paragraph. And then in your conclusion, that is where you're going to bring everything together and summarize everything. So I wanted to make the point that when in your conclusion, you're not introducing any new information. You are basically just summarizing everything that you already just talked about. So it's really important that you don't bring up anything new. You don't draw on any new theories or anything like that. You're basically summarizing your argument and then summarizing all the body paragraphs and linking them back to the argument, and that is your conclusion. So that's basically the structure of a 5-paragraph essay. And the next portion that I wanted to discuss is to write in stages. So once you've completed the plan for your paper, you can begin with the first draft. So the plan is basically your outline. You've broken everything down into your introduction. You know what your argument is. You understand each body paragraph and what points you're going to make in your body paragraph, and then your conclusion. So once you have started that, once you have completed that outline, then you can begin writing your essay. At that point, you're just going to want to let your ideas flow. It can be really easy when you're writing to kind of get kind of stuck and get a little bit of writer's block, but at this point, rely on your outline and just let the ideas flow. Get them down on paper, especially if you have a high word count. You're not going to want to hold yourself back, because in this, if you're giving yourself enough time, you're going to have lots of time to edit. So let all the ideas flow, access all the research you can, incorporate all your resources, and just kind of go from there. Lean on your outline. That's why it's really important to use an outline. And then I did want to also note that it is really important to be mindful of, when you're writing, not to rely on the words I or me, especially in academic writing. Now, there are times where the prof will suggest that you are able to use I or me, but So like that would be like in a reflective paper. I used to have to write a lot of those kind of reflective papers in social work school. So we were allowed by the prof to use I or me, but in general academia, you don't use I or me in your writing. It's best to write in third person and not first person. And so just make sure that you're writing in stages, giving yourself time to edit, and relying on your outline. So moving on to editing. So many of us do not give ourselves enough time to edit. A lot of students do not edit their work. And, you know, I have to be honest, I sometimes was a procrastinator. I was pretty good. Like, I usually had time to overview my essay a couple of times before I passed it in. But even if you are an incredibly amazing writer, you're still going to need to edit because you're going to make mistakes. It's just the nature of human beings. We all make mistakes, so we all have to edit. So make sure that you're giving yourself a lot of time to edit and proofread. And again, I know that it is best to save paper if we can, but in this case, it can be really helpful actually to print off your essay and do the same thing that you did with the initial essay question. Just go through and highlight things, underline things, cross things out, and then you can go back onto your computer and type up and insert all of the edits that you made. And I know that a lot of people rely on the computer these days, running spell checks. I am guilty of that for sure. And those programs can be really helpful. Like, I know there is one called, it's Grammarly, and it helps correcting grammar, and it's really helpful. But really getting in the practice of actually physically editing your work on your own is really effective. So I would really recommend getting into that habit. So you're looking for spelling issues, grammar issues, and making sure that the essay flows overall and it's succinctly focused on your topic. So if you're going off the rails a little bit, you want to make sure that you kind of rephrase things in order to bring it back to the topic. You want to at least spend 15 minutes proofreading your essay. And if you're not a procrastinator, like I was a little bit when I was in university, it's going to be really easy and beneficial for you to go back and edit your essay. So make sure that you're doing that. You can definitely, even if you take the time to do it for 15 minutes or even half an hour, you can potentially raise your grade by 5%, which could, you know, be almost a letter grade or half a letter grade. So it's really important to take some time to edit. So another component of essay writing that which is really important is to make sure that you're conscious of all of the components that go into essay writing. So the prof will usually, when they're giving you an outline for an essay, they will put all of their requirements in the description of the assignment. So make sure that you're paying attention to those. Don't only pay attention to the essay question and then just start writing, because sometimes profs can dock marks if you don't, if you fail to adhere to their requirements. So what I'm talking about is making sure that you're using the correct reference style, whether it's MLA or APA or Chicago format. Make sure that you're using the one that is appropriate for the discipline that you're writing for, and usually your prof will make note of that on the assignment template. The second piece is to make sure that along with that, include in-text citations and that they are all in the correct format as well. And then make sure that you're using the correct format for your title page. So for APA format, you'll want to have a running header at the beginning, up at the top and on each page. And you're going to have page numbers on each one. You have a title page with the title and your name and the institution and the prof's name. And then an MLA, it's a bit different. You put all the information up in the top left corner. You put a number up to the a page number up to the right with your last name beside it. So make sure that you access, I think it's OWL Purdue, which has all of the breakdown of the various formats, referencing formats, whether it be MLA, APA, they have all of them. So make sure that you're accessing those sites where you're able to see the appropriate format for that discipline and for what your prof is asking you to do. And then another thing that you're going to want to check for is that you have the right word count. So make sure that when you've finished your essay, you're meeting the required word count or required page count, depending on what your professor is asking you to do. And also be conscious that you're not counting words that are in your title page or your references in your word count or a page count, because usually those don't count. There may be the very rare time where a professor might say that counts as your word count, but I've never really seen it, I don't think. So make sure that you're only counting the body of your work in the word count. And then another tip is, if you can, and this is something that I used to really have a problem with when I was in my undergrad, because I wrote a lot of English papers and I wasn't really good at paraphrasing things. So I really had trouble kind of taking the information that I read and then paraphrasing it to put it into an essay. So I would often rely on block quotations. So I'd have a paragraph introduction and then I'd have 4 or 5 lines of an indented block quotation. I'd have another paragraph and then another block quotation. And what happens is that the prof doesn't recognize if you are really grasping the concepts, because you're relying only on quotations to kind of make your argument. So make sure that you develop the skill of being able to paraphrase and summarize. And I just wanted to discuss a bit of the difference around that. And so paraphrasing refers to the process of taking some language and reworking it in your own words, but still capturing the same theme. And you really want to make sure that you are not plagiarizing when you do this, because it can be really tempting, especially if something's written very eloquently and you don't feel that you can do it justice, to kind of copy it and think that no one will notice. But that is not the case, because we have programs now which can track whether things have been plagiarized or not. So it is likely that when your prof runs something through the plagiarism checker and it comes up as plagiarized, then you could be docked for that. So make sure when you're paraphrasing, really break down the concepts in the same way that you did in the initial question. Really break down the concepts in that paragraph. If you think it's a really strong paragraph that you want to include in your essay, then certainly use it, but you have to put it in your own words. So make sure you're going through, underlining, highlighting, circling, and then reworking it in your own words. And there's no shame in using a thesaurus or a dictionary to kind of flush out and figure out new words to use that capture the same essence. And then I wanted to differentiate between paraphrasing and summarizing. So paraphrasing is where you're taking something and putting it into your own words, whereas summarizing is you are regurgitating the same information just in different words. So they're very similar, but summarizing is kind of getting more to the crux of the theme of something, where paraphrasing is you're almost saying word for word what it is, just in different language. So make sure that when you do quote something, and and there are times when you can use quotations, and sometimes profs will want you to do that. Particularly, I find in like literature courses or English courses, they'll want you to cite directly from the work. So there will be times when you will have to rely on direct quotations, and it won't be plagiarism as long as you cite it properly. So make sure you're going back to your citation guides. Make sure you're putting your in-text citations into your essay. And what that means is just putting a citation right beside where your quotation is and making sure that you're indicating that that is not your words, that is the words of whoever wrote the essay, and then including that citation within your works cited or your references at the end of your essay. So just make sure, that's a really important thing, because universities take plagiarism very seriously, and you could end up either failing a class or even getting expelled from the program if you are caught plagiarizing. So that is a really, really important thing to take seriously. And that is something that we take seriously at Homework Help as well. Just making sure that we are offering the highest quality of writing and not plagiarizing at all. All of our stuff is run through plagiarism checkers as well. So it is really important that we are all using our own words to communicate in an academic form. So that is actually all the information I had for you guys this week. Let's see, 35 minutes. So wasn't too long of a session, but I guess just to do a little overview, I'll do a quick overview. So the first thing we discussed is to take your question, break it down, print it off if you need to, underline, circle, highlight, make sure that you understand what the question is asking, whether it's asking you to describe something, summarize something, analyze something. You really want to get a good sense of the topic. Then you're going to want to either look it up on Wikipedia to get a good sense of what the information is out there on that topic. Then you're going to start doing your academic research, getting a really strong sense of what your topic is, what you're going to be talking about. Before you even think about answering the question, you really want to have a strong grasp of the topic you're focused on. Make lots of notes. Put sticky notes where you need them, whatever helps you to kind of understand the concept that you'll be discussing. And then use a template or just make an outline to formulate a 5-paragraph essay framework for yourself. So break it down, write your topic at the top of the page, write your research question or your thesis statement at the top. Then write your introduction, couple of bullet points of what you're going to write in your introduction, and then 3 bullet points of what you will be writing about in your body paragraphs. And then you'll want to flesh out your body paragraphs. So take one topic in your body paragraph, make small bullet points about that, take the next topic, bullet points, the third topic, bullet points. Make sure those are all tying back to your original argument. And then make a little section for your conclusion. Put some bullet points about what you're going to summarize in your conclusion. And remember, don't introduce any new information in your conclusion. Then you're ready to start writing. So make sure that you're writing in stages. Take all the time you can to kind of let your thoughts and the creative juices flow. Get the information down on paper. Then you can go back on edit because you've given yourself a lot of time and you're an awesome student and you're not a procrastinator like some of us. You'll be writing down all your information. You've got all your academic sources in there. You're avoiding the use of I and me statements, and you're writing in third person, unless it's a reflective essay. And then you're going to give yourself lots of time to do some editing. So look over your work and proofread, underline, highlight, whatever you have to do. Run it through a spell check, run it through a use Grammarly, which is a really great app that you can get that checks your grammar for you. There's a free version of it, and the paid version, you have to do a little bit more extensive, or you have to pay, you have to, or sorry, it gives you, it does a little bit more in-depth grammar checking, but the basic one is pretty good. And after all of those tidbits are managed, you want to make sure that your essay is flowing really well. So you don't want any big chunk paragraphs. You want to make sure that it's all referring back to the argument. And then you may even put your essay aside for a couple days if you've really given yourself a lot of time to work on it, and then go back to it with a fresh pair of eyes, and you might have a brilliant idea, or you might see something that you didn't see before. So it's really important to kind of give yourself that space to be able to edit it properly, and even access the Writing Center or another colleague of yours just to look it over. It can be really helpful. And make sure that you're doing your, make sure that you're adhering to all of the professor's requirements, the referencing format, the word count, the formatting. Sometimes profs can be really specific about what they're looking for, and they might even take off points if you don't adhere to that because they think that you didn't read the instructions. So make sure that you're reading everything over and that you are familiar with all of the information that you are required to present within the assignment. And so that is all we have for this week. This week's session was a little bit short and sweet. I know everyone's super busy. You guys are doing great. I'm so happy that semester is winding down. And I know that you can get through this next little while with the same vigor that you gave the rest of the year long, and then you get a nice break for the holiday. So, this is Kath Ann signing off with the Homework Help Globals of the Learning Studio. If you guys want to access us, we are on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Google+, YouTube, Medium, and now also SoundCloud, Anchor, iTunes, Apple Podcast, and Google Play Music. So just search Homework Help Global and you will be able to find us. And otherwise, jump back on with me next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Homework Help Global's The Learning Studio. We will probably be talking more academic content next week. But we'll try to make it interesting, try to bring you some value. If you do have any questions, please leave them on Instagram in our DMs. You can leave them on Facebook in the comments. You can leave them on our YouTube channel, or even tweet us on Twitter. You can use the hashtag AskHHG, and we will get them and we'll respond to them and include them in our next session. So thank you guys so much for joining me. I hope that was helpful, and good luck with all your essay writing. Have a good one.